Started. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back. We are starting a brand new series here at WP Studio, and I titled it Exploring Page Building. I didn't want to just explore only page builders. I wanted to explore where we are in the WordPress ecosystem with all the different ways of designing and creating pages and content using WordPress. So that means, yes, we'll look at some page builders. Yes, we'll look at different editors. And yes, we'll look at regular themes and templates and all that type of stuff. So the goal will be in each one of these series of webinars, we'll take a look at add-ons and extensions and things that add greater functionality to a certain tool. We'll also build three different types of pages, because these are the three types of pages that creating a home page, what are some things to think about, creating a contact page, how do we integrate forms and that type of stuff, and what's the best way to do it, and do certain types of page building systems have better or worse options. And then we'll take a look at building a feed page. And as you'll see with both Beaver Builder and other things, many of the page building environments where you want to create a feed or an archive or a blog list page, any type of running list of posts, you may not be able to do it with regular page builders. You may have to use other tips or other tools. So we are going to dive into looking at Beaver Builder. Now, yes, it is possible that you can do everything for the most part with Beaver Builder Lite. So what I wanted to show you, just if it's been a while since you looked at it, I'm going to actually deactivate a number of things. So bear with me. Let me actually turn off a whole bunch of the Beaver Builder add-ons, and then we'll turn them back on, and I'll show you why we're doing all that. Make sure I've got all these off. The reason why I want to show you this is in each one of these series of webinars, when we look at, I will try and show you a free version of each one of these tools, and then we can even see whether it's even worth it to even go down the road with a free version. So, when you activate the free version of Beaver Builder that you can get immediately just by searching Beaver Builder on the WordPress repository, you're going to find one right here. Now, what you are left with Beaver Builder as the light version, meaning you don't have to pay for it, is simply something that's going to help you design rows and columns and a few beginning entry modules. So what that looks like is when we go to create a new page, and let me just launch Beaver Builder immediately. We'll just drop back out in just a moment. When we go to create items, we are left with, take a look at this, only one. Oh, looks like I forgot to deactivate one of the plugins. We are left with only rows here and one or two templates. We do have a few content. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But basically, you just have one style of template that you can use. And we have an audio, a button, HTML, heading, icon, photo, text editor, sidebar, video. So if you are doing something very simple and you know the client isn't looking for a large thing, or you need a really quick setup, I look at this and I say, you know, we can do almost all of this with regular Gutenberg, or you can do all of this stuff in the regular editor, even the classic Tiny MCE editor, the classic editor of WordPress, where we can add audio embeds. We can add a button simply by using HTML button tags. We can do an H2, H3, H4 for heading. We can put our HTML in there by just turning over to the code editor. all of these type of things, you know, and we would manage the sidebar a different way. So I look at this and say, for what the free version of Beaver Builder offers, and yes, both Power Pack and Ultimate add-ons do offer light versions where they would add like just one or two additional, or probably it's more like six or seven additional free modules that you can use. But at that point, I think you're really trying to push the envelope, because you also can only do a few things. Like, you can't save this as a template to reuse on the free version. The themer layouts, that's dealing with a completely different thing. But the only thing I would look at, say, hey, where if I were using the free version, sure, I can come in here and deal with CSS and JavaScript. I can come in here and set some global settings here where I'm setting some rows and margins and columns and whether I handle responsive layout. But guess what? If we go back, let me just jump back over here to the edit, go back into the WordPress editor. We can do most of that in the customizer to begin with. So that's why this is the final bit with the free version. We can always use our CSS in here. There are other tools that you can use that, and again, this is for Voce Press, so it's very customized. So the Beaver Builder Lite is, if you just, you will always work within the Beaver Builder environment. And Lorraine, great question. So when you're using Beaver Build Lite together with Ultimate add-ons, the question is it necessary to double activate? No, you shouldn't have to. I'm wondering if there is just simply, I know the Beaver Builder Lite plugin is not updated as often as the Beaver Builder Pro. So I do wonder if it's possible the Ultimate add-ons in the Beaver Builder Lite may not play as well as it should. And yes, so if you've never played with Beaver Builder, you can go ahead and try that. Try playing around with the items. And let me pull this up just so you can show. If you do Beaver Builder, let me just give you a quick overview of the light stuff. Sure, Power Pack light is here. That works. Ultimate add-ons light works. I would avoid things. Most of the other ones, things like timeline, that will work with the light one. The timed content will work with the light one. And then there's an alerts for Beaver Builder that will work with the light one. But a number of these, and this one, I'll show you a better way to deal with this. You won't really need this one. And then, yes, this one works with the light one, but it only has a few add-ons. Okay. So let's talk about... I'm going to go ahead and activate all of the actual plugins that we're going to use, as just so that I can highlight some of the features. So I'm going to go through here. I'm going to click on Beaver Builder. We'll activate Beaver Themer and we'll talk about that. I'm going to come back over here and activate Power Pack. And then timed content, ultimate add-ons. Normally, I would not put all of these on a single website. You just need to pick and choose we don't need maintenance mode. You just need to pick and choose the features and functionality that you will use. We will come back here to starter themes in just a moment as well. So let's activate this, and it should automatically deactivate the light version. Didn't I just activate it? Awesome. We get all sorts of, let's refresh. There. Okay. for some reason it wanted to give me errors that, hey, you haven't up, you have, you're not using the regular version. Well, yes, we are. Okay. So here's where I want to start on the settings area before we build items, just to give reminders. When you are using many, 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 many plugins or add-ons, you are going to get a truckload of modules. And many of them will repeat. So if, see, I'm still scrolling. It would be a good idea that if you use Beaver Builder a lot and you want to be more efficient at building stuff and maybe even turning stuff over to clients, this screen here is only going to be accessible to the administrator. I can also come over here into the user access to make sure who gets access to the admin area of the builder. The reason why, because that would be also in here, in the admin. And this would allow you, especially if you are going to allow your clients to customize posts or customize a page, or maybe you're teaching somebody else, or maybe you even have a somebody you've hired to maintain sites. I would spend the time removing any of the modules you're not going to use. Why? Because it can just get ginormous if you sit here and, okay, we're going to launch Beaver Builder. We're going to begin to edit on Beaver Builder. And we go add our first module. And so now I'm going to sort through here. And that's by default. This is a really bad thing. I can't collapse these. So hopefully when I'm walking through these different plugins and tools over the next 2 months, I'll show you positive and negative of user experience. It would be a little bit easier if we could collapse this. But don't forget, there is a search so that if you don't like turning anything off, use this. Use the search, the little right thing right here. So I can then say, show me the buttons. And it will just highlight only the buttons. The benefit of using the search here with Beaver Builder is not every module is available on the same screen. So this is one screen, and it actually uses the basic Beaver Builder stuff, the Beaver Builder Pro stuff. It also uses, this is from one plugin, this is from another plugin, this is from a third plugin. They're all on this screen. But what about the other things? Oh, well, there's also Power Pack items. Those are all sorted. And then we can come over here. Here's all the ultimate add-ons. They're all on this screen. And then you also have the WordPress widgets. Now, what's nice about doing this, again, standard, going back to Beaver Builder, using the search, it will find everything, even if you type a widget that exists on your WordPress website. That's a good. See, this is where it gets really strange. And this is a side comment on the development practices of WordPress right now. There is an issue of naming conventions because the word block is now used to mean multiple things in WordPress code. The word module is now used to mean different things in different locations. So when I type block in here, sure, I get a WordPress widget, but guess what? This is the Gutentor block, and this is it's an add-on for Gutenberg or for the block editor. So I shouldn't be able to use it here in Beaver Builder, but I can, and it will even show. So there is a cross-pollination that's starting to happen that all of a sudden in Beaver Builder, I know it also happens in some of Elementor stuff, there is cross-pollination of blocks and modules. And I'm saying this because you may think you know where you're editing something, like you know you're going to edit here in the Beaver Builder editor in the canvas area. But the actual settings for this element may not actually be here because this is a specific Gutentor. This is a Gutenberg block that you would normally only find the settings in Gutenberg. And yes, the advanced over here, that has nothing to do with the actual settings that might come with this block that was created, because those block settings are only available at the regular or the current block editor in WordPress. I hope that didn't confuse everybody. These settings here are the default widget settings for Beaver Builder, where I can change spacings and visibility. But if there's weird ways of saying, hey, I want to add the color or typography, if we were to switch over to the actual block editor, we would now have typography setting options, but it doesn't exist here. Does that make sense? So when you are looking at adding modules, there's a very good chance you'll get some crossover. Now, I don't have much of Gutenberg stuff added on this, but if you do have a site that does that and you use the regular editor in WordPress and Beaver Builder, you're going to get cross-pollination. So what you're going to hear me say many times is if you're using a page builder plugin, you basically need to commit to that as your main system to manage your WordPress website to avoid the frustration of cross-pollination of different tools. All right. That was a little bit of a rabbit trail. Didn't mean that. Okay. So let's, we took a look at all the different modules. Now, we're not going to go through all the modules, but I'm going to highlight a few when we build each of the pages. I will highlight two or three of, let's go back over here to our pages. With WordPress, there's a number of add-ons that you should be aware of for Beaver Builder. Now, when we searched, if you do not use VocePress, and you use like GeneratePress or even the Beaver Builder themer, the Beaver Builder. Let me just type this. Even the Beaver Builder theme. It's a really tough thing. So there's a Beaver Builder plugin, there's a Beaver Builder theme, and then there's a Beaver Builder themer plugin. And the Beaver Builder plugin is the page builder. The Beaver Builder theme is an actual WordPress theme. The Beaver Builder themer plugin allows you to create feed pages, single pages, basically templates, so you don't have to go into the PHP. But this is a plugin you should use because it's going to make your life easier if you use Beaver Builder, but only if you use one of these themes. Astra, Beaver Builder theme, Genesis theme, GeneratePress theme, Primer theme, Neve theme. If you don't use one of these themes, let's say you use VocePress, there is a better way of doing that. Now, what this does is remove the header themer, the header of a theme or the footer of a theme, and replaces it with whatever you style or design with Beaver Builder. So I can go in and I can create whatever I need in the design system of Beaver Builder. And this way, you know, if we're on a theme, so a header theme might be just the title and the navigation and the search and whatever. And the footer, it may just be something very simple. That's by the theme. Now, most of the other themes out there, you can just use this plugin, and then you come in here and you would basically create, using Beaver Builder, create a header, create a footer, and you can replace it. But I'm going to show you a benefit of VocePress. So you can turn any theme into support this plugin, or you can simply utilize VocePress blocks. Why? Because, I'm going to have to show you something else. Because VocePress blocks will use whatever editor you're using, but you're like, hey, why can't I use Beaver Builder here? So before, let's go turn on Beaver Builder for VocePress blocks. So we would go to our settings, go to Beaver Builder, and select the different post types. So this is where you turn on and off Beaver Builder. In the same way, when you create custom post types, and you, let's say you want to use Gutenberg or the block editor for that post type, you have to make sure that REST API is turned on for that post type during the post type creation, whether it is using pods or Metabox or whatever. And then you can assign, then that editor can be used, the block editor can be used. With Beaver Builder and the same for numerous other page building systems, you have to come in to the page building settings and select the post type that you want to use. Well, here's our blocks. That's a post type. Now, how do I know that this is not the blocks that exist for WordPress Gutenberg? Well, because Gutenberg does not store each block that is used in Gutenberg as a custom post type. So this is only post types. So something has to create a custom post type called blocks. And that will allow us to check this. And now we can use Beaver Builder on blocks. So let's go back to our appearance, custom blocks, add new. And now we have our ability to launch Beaver Builder. One of the things I built into VocePress early on is we can hook this content, whatever we design here, whether we use a standard editor or Beaver Builder, into any hook that exists in Beaver Builder. So these are all the hooks that exist, plus a few additional locations, or even write the name of your own hook. But take a look at this. I can put this before the header or after the header, or simply replace the header on the desktop and the mobile. And when I do that, whatever is here takes place. So let's call this a test header. And we're going to launch. So I'm going to launch Beaver Builder here. And the best part about this is no matter which page builder, page building system you work with, the VocePress custom blocks will work perfectly fine. So watch this. I can come over here. We're going to create a row. And then let's go ahead and I can say, hey, in this row setting, I want you to be full width. Just now it's grabbing all that full width. I am going to go ahead and add a module. And this is where we can begin using whatever tool that you're using. Let me just look for navigation. Oh, here's a WordPress navigation. We could do that. Menu. Here's our menu, advanced menu, a sliding menu. Which menu do we want to use? I don't know. Let's use that one. And which menu are we using? Simple. I don't know. Where did it go? Just got to make sure that it will show. Oh, there we are. Needed to change something so that it's going to pull our menu. Oh, okay. That's not the, this is actually the name of my menu system in WordPress. It's called Simple. I was thinking that this was the design. No, this is the menu. So here's our menu item. We can go ahead and choose whatever style we want, whether right now it's all centered, we can put it to the left and right. I can put it up here. And then let's do this. Let me move this over because what we're going to go back in here and say, yeah, good example of how not to nail. I'll show you what it is looks like in just a moment. So let me create a two column so I can drag this one onto the right side. So now I got my menu item. We can get rid of this one. And let's go ahead and we will put just an image. I think I have some images. Let's see what we have to play with. Image icon maybe. Let's do a photo from the media library. Okay, that's really large. So let's try and find a smaller one. Okay, so we'll save this one and we'll publish this one. So I created an item and here's our block. This is our setting area. So I need to go back in to our block editor. Just so you can see, hopefully it's saved properly. So here's our block. It's replacing the header, entire website, all users. Let's go take a look at our site. Let me refresh. So normally here's our header, but now I refresh and looks like my CSS is a little messed up. So I'll have to figure out what's going on. But that was our stuff that we are doing. And I don't think I have any caching going on. That is weird. It should have actually displayed everything just as is. I'll look more into it. But we can do this whole thing. And just to show, if we come back over here, here's our Beaver Builder. We can do the same thing to the footer. We can also replace the footer. Well, what if you only want it to replace the footer on, even though it says, or let's go back up to the desktop, even though it says desktop and mobile header, what if I want it only on the desktop? Well, that's when we go to display rules, where we can then say, well, only show this on the desktop, or only show this on the mobile. Or maybe only show this to logged out users. All the logged in users get the regular footer that we're using. So you have all sorts of options to choose how to show and hide. So I spend the time showing you all this because you can use this block editor to really flesh out some stuff. Yes, you can use Beaver Builder, but it's going to require you to make sure there's a lot more testing to make sure the CSS that you need from Beaver Builder is actually loading, because Beaver Builder may or may not load all the necessary CSS because it's most of it. Beaver Builder has rules for where CSS gets added to the front end of a website. So you want to make sure if you're going to use something like this to replace the header or the footer, you're going to need to look into that. Now, several of the lesser known plugins that you should know about if you want to really design deeper into Beaver Builder. And yes, maybe you've already used the either Ultimate Add-ons or Power Pack for this. Lorraine, the block, this custom blocks, this is only VocePress. You're not going to be able to do this with any other theme. Now, GeneratePress has something similar. It's called Elements. It operates slightly different, but it does the same output. But if you use other plugins, you would want to use that header and footer plugin that is specific for Beaver Builder. So another one to look at is, how many of you ever, I'm sure you've heard of Brainstorm Force. They're the ones who have actually created a whole bunch of add-ons for Beaver Builder and for Elementor and other things. But they also have some hidden plugins. And the reason why I say they're hidden is they actually, most of their plugins have hundreds of thousands of people using them. And here's one, 900, yet it was updated 3 weeks ago. It's a great tool for timed content. What does the timed content look like? Now we're going to start digging into, let me delete these drafts because we don't need them right now. We're going to start dealing with our little plugins that we are going to create. Now, just so you know what I'm doing and why the screen is going to look slightly different. The way VocePress works is right now my default settings is that everything has a sidebar. So because of the work we're going to do, I'm going to make sure that, you know, it's a normal with no sidebar. I'm just normal size sidebar. By updating this and then using launching my Beaver Builder, we're going to get a better screen. Oh, let me turn this off because that just looks ridiculous. We're going to get just a basic canvas. So because I've gotten rid of the WordPress sidebar and I've adjusted the sizing within VocePress. Okay, well, I can just scroll down. We don't need to deal with it. So that the timed content item is a little hidden treat because when I put it in here into my Beaver Builder environment, I am given a settings area. The settings area, do I want to have timed content for a saved row, saved module, or saved page template? This timed content allows me to say when something turns off and or when it turns on. Benefit is I can do regular content and, hey, this is awesome. And I scroll down in my settings and I can set the time zone. Are we going to work from New York? Maybe. Here's my New York. It would help if I actually went to New York. There, New York time, start. So basically this is the day of the month of the year, and then what year. Great question, Paul. Can it recur like once a month on for 2 days? Right now I can't see that happening because you have to set the time. So what you could do is you just come in each day at the first of the month and you set when it starts and then you set the end date. Let's do to 3, just so it's like the third, it goes for the first 3 days and then starts at midnight and goes to 23:59. So it'll be a full 3. And then what happens? Do we hide the content? Or do we display an expiration? Like, okay, you missed the super deal. And it's showing here because it's after the time. Or you can just simply hide the content. And so for Paul, what I would end up doing is I would come back in here and then once it's turned off, once the content has been hidden, I would come back in and now set it to be, the next month, 2. And then you could forget it. So maybe on the 5th of the month, you just, or whenever you do their editing later on, you just set it there, set it for the next one. And that's basically how you're going to be able to recurring, but it's not automatic. Now, so this is if you're just doing straight content, which is great. You have a full editor in here. You can pull this out so that and make this bigger. So if you want to just type your stuff in here. But I can also do saved rows. Well, what are saved rows, saved modules, and saved page templates? In Beaver Builder, when I create a row, and this is my special row that has a HTML module that says H1, this is a row. Save, this is a row. At any moment, I can click on my settings here in the advanced, scroll down, down here on the right-hand side, save as, and I can save a module and say, cool module. Save it. It's now global. And you see the color changes to orange, which means anytime I edit or yellow, sorry, anytime I edit this yellow, it will edit every location. I can do the same thing for a row setting. Down here on the right-hand side, hit save as special row. And I can set this as a global. And again, our row will also turn yellow. Now, here's the interesting thing. Notice how if I made the row and the module global, the wrapper class or the wrapper element or row, whatever it is going to take precedence. Because it's now a row, I don't really have access to edit the module itself. Does that make sense? It is a design decision requirement of Beaver Builder. But you can't, so if you want a row, save it as a row. If you want to save a module, save it as a module. Don't save the over one because you won't be able to get in here and change this element. Does that make sense? Now, the only option you have is if you do go into this item, go to your Beaver Builder, I can see the save module. I can edit from this location, launch Beaver Builder, and I can now edit here. But I can't access the editing of a global module if it is inside a global row or a global template. So what this is doing, let's back up. Hopefully this will make more sense. So if you save something as a module, global module, and it's inside a global row, the only way you can then edit that individual module is from this location, not from an actual page template that you've designed. And maybe I'll demonstrate that when we build our homepage or something. It's just a hoop you have to jump through with Beaver Builder. So I like to think about it. Don't make two things that are connected global unless you absolutely have to. Just make one global thing. Choose whether it's a column, row, module, or template. All right, let's go back into our page that we were just on. I'm going to delete this for now. Okay. So the other one, just to show you, sometimes in... How many of you have ever... we will actually do this for the contact form or the contact us page that we build here in just a moment. And man, I need to speed up because we're running out of time. Sometimes you want alerts that are collapsible. Like, let's say you have created a form for somebody to contact you. Your response on the form is to send them to a page that thanks them for submitting the form, that gives them verification that the submit form went through, and then maybe you have them do a download at that location, something like that. Well, if we were designing in an actual dynamic environment, we would actually have little banners that give notification and then expire. So one of the things that you can do is a plugin also by the BrainForce team is alerts for Beaver Builder. So what it does is it uses the Bootstrap type alerts and converts them into a Beaver Builder module. So we can then drop them on pages where we are going to like give people, hey, you submitted the form, And then gives them an alert that they may be used to seeing in other web pages, but operates like an alert where it can be dismissed or it can auto-dismiss. So you don't have to figure out JavaScript or anything like that. So I can come in here and let's just say this is a page we are creating. This is the landing page from a contact form that we are creating. I come down here and create my Bootstrap item. So here in my, here's my message. Thank you, or your form was submitted successfully. Your form was submitted successfully. And then below that, I now can say, is it closable? Great. Is it success? Information, warning, danger, custom. These are the five different designs that already have all the CSS, the color structures, whatever. There, actually, let me put it to the side so you can see. Here's my, that's the default way. Here's our collapsible item. So they can close it if they want. You don't have to have it closable. You can turn it no, but I can also say closed, appearance, duration. We're going to turn this into a linked item. So if they click on that, it takes them somewhere else. Any structures, we can add an icon to it. We can add typography. It's just a free add-on. I bring this up because you can use this one with the free Beaver Builder if you want it. And again, operates just like Bootstrap. So I can, if I change it to warning, it will put that in danger. It'll go red. So we can utilize a alert system that many websites have. And so end users may be more familiar with that alert system. All right. Now here is the other add-on before we begin building our site. And the sites, when we build sites with Beaver Builder, it's going to be pretty simple or pretty easy to do because Beaver Builder has all the systems for us all laid out. There is, and I've talked about this for a long time, and if we have to, WP Studio will fork this. I've talked to Doug. He doesn't really work with these plugins anymore. This is a pop-up system. When we look at Elementor, I think it's next week or something, Elementor has its own pop-up builder system built in. But if you need to do pop-ups, notifications, and you use Beaver Builder, you're going to need this plugin. One of the things that I'm going to just take a moment to show you is that most people get confused when using this plugin because they don't see a way to simply activate a pop-up other than assigning it to a page or location. So I wanted to just walk you through that. So we're going to go back to the dashboard in the Beaver Builder admin. And this is the Beaver Builder pop-ups. So by default, the pop-up manager is where most people feel this is where I need to assign items, whether it is on any posts, when people enter a post or certain custom post type, when they exit, when they're scrolling on those pages, or whether we do something site-wide. I would say that for the most part, unless you are doing full-blown advertisements that are going to pop up, or you really want a site-wide newsletter subscription widget, you're probably not going to want something like this. Now, or unless you're not going to use this area, I'll show you where you might use it. All this is going to give you is basically just where we are managing the pop-ups. Are we adding it on the entrance or a certain location? If you are looking at other items, and even if you jump in here to the post, you're not really given advanced options. I'll show you where they are. So if you just say, hey, I own... Jesse, is this like Content Pro? No, this is a pure pop-up management system. But the trick is to actually use it for what many people like to use pop-ups for. This is for basically you doing advertisements right here. If you were going to design an advertisement in Beaver Builder and you wanted that advertisement to pop up in a certain location, you do this. But for most people, and again, let me come over here to all pop-ups, where just so you can see, I've got one pop-up already here. When you're designing the pop-up in Beaver Builder, and again, I just put a little, this is the first pop. You do have the pop-up options here, where you have our the modal type, or is it a flyout box? And basically you need to design the box. What type of styling? What's the close icon? Pop-up structure, animation. And this is the only bit of, well, don't do it on mobile or don't do it on desktop. Basically say, disable it on mobile. And I believe, and if you have to press control click to select two items. So that's all you'd have in terms of this option on the pop-up modules here. But what this plugin does that they don't really tell you about, at least it's buried in the documentation, is if I am on my Beaver Builder site and I am building something, the regular Beaver Builder button, the ultimate add-ons buttons, the power pack buttons, they have added, basically they add a filter, that pop-up item adds a filter so that I can select the pop-up. And in order to do that, you have to start typing. It's a weird thing. There's no drop-down that will list all of the pop-ups. You have to start typing and then it will find it. So this is a way that you could activate a pop-up. So where this makes sense, let's say you create a Beaver Builder layout that has a form, or maybe it has a checkout, or maybe it has a price, or maybe it has a subscription area. You can then put somewhere in the Beaver Builder area a button that will, somebody clicks it, it will open up in a window or overlay or a flyout box, whatever you've designed it. So now it's not automatically going to open up on somebody who comes to the website. And it's because that plugin secretly adds this pop-up option to the modules for the buttons. And it's all the major buttons. So if you were to actually sit here and go to modules and do button, all of these buttons have that access. Even if I jump over to the ultimate add-ons and we say, hey, let's check this out. See, grabs the pop-up. And that's from this WPD Beaver pop-ups. So I spend the time doing that because that is a big question that happens. Well, how do I do pop-ups when I'm designing sites or building pages using Page Builder? That's the hoops you have to run through. Now, as you're going to see when we do Elementor and others, some of those already have been built in. It's already built in. So you don't have to jump through those hoops. Now, if you do use things like, let me pull this open. If you do Power Pack or Ultimate Add-ons, both of them have modal boxes or modal pop-ups that do similar things. So we create a modal, and then here's our box, and it can get really frustrating trying to style these. So basically, you're going to have to turn off the preview in order to see what the text is beforehand. You're going to then have to turn on the preview to make the whole screen go wonky, and then you can try and style it. But each one, they do have ways to do a modal window in those add-ons for Beaver Builder. But if you truly want to design a pop-up or a window or a screen or whatever, and you like using the design elements of the rows and the widgets, sorry, the modules that are in Beaver Builder, this is what you're going to have to use. All right, so let's deal with the other part of Beaver Builder. When we are working with Beaver Builder and you need to create a home page, you don't need, and for most corporate websites, your home page is a landing page. So this everything we're going to talk about also deals with landing page. Most of the time, you're going to want to be designing this from head to toe, header, footer, the content, everything. You're going to want that header area to be similar to other areas of the website so that when somebody arrives on the homepage and then they click onto one of your links, the navigation at the top isn't going to be so different. So sure, you could design a really nice design layout, but make sure that on your interior pages, that design layout for the header still stays. It's just a specifically the navigation. So most people end up simply choosing to leave. Let me turn this off. Let's turn off our test header. We'll just throw this into trash for now. So most people end up leaving whatever they've designed. Maybe it comes from the theme. But if you are truly creating a homepage environment, what you will want to do is before you jump into Beaver Builder, if you're using VocePress, there's a template that you can access. If you're using any other theme, I think GeneratePress also has a template that you can choose. So basically what you're doing is choosing whatever page builder template that gets out of the way. Basically, it's going to remove the header, the footer, the sidebar, and all this other stuff that is controlled by the theme and allow the Beaver Builder to design everything. So I change the theme template here. And when I launch Beaver Builder, you're going to see a 100%. Actually, you should see a 100%. What the? Should be the theme. Oh, well, we can just disable just so I can continue with everything. Oh, I know why. Because this was from a prior webinar where we had actually by default turned it on as visible. I'm just going to make sure all the stuff is hidden. Okay. So now that's what I wanted to get us to. Let me delete these. These were from just a moment ago. Just delete them all. Okay. So this is what I'm left with. I can design from scratch. So Beaver Builder will allow me to begin designing. Now, if you're using Beaver Builder to design, it's important to think in terms of containers. And that means you're probably going to want a row to begin with that is just here. And you're going to just treat this as the overarching container. This does mean that when you build with Beaver Builder from scratch, you are going to be presented with tons and tons and tons of divs on the front end of a WordPress website. So if I'm bringing this over and setting the style of full width, and basically giving myself the full access to whatever is there on the browser. Every time I want to add more information, I am going to start. The divs are not bad for speed. It's just going to maybe take you a bit longer to target the right div in maybe some of your wrapping up CSS or customizing or tweaking of CSS. mean, you guys remember the iThemes builder theme, how deep you had to go with CSS to just try and target the right area. And that was with only like five different modules. This could get really deep because you're going to want to be using rows and rows and rows to keep things contained so you can put proper backgrounds in, put proper modules in the right location. You can maintain proper structure when it comes to doing mobile design and different sizes of devices. So that's just a tip or trick to remember when you're doing this. Okay. Now, some people are perfectly fine designing from scratch, but this is not like designing an HTML website where, hey, I know my structure and then I'm just going to start typing CSS. Sure, I could just create my structure, but in order to create my structure, I need to drag and drop all the different elements into the locations I want. But this is where some of the page builders, and I say some, will open the door, because many of them will give you templates of landing pages or content pages. Landing pages are basically home pages, and content pages are basically interior pages or interior blocks that you might be using. Beaver Builder gives you an immense selection, same as Elementor and others out there. But in order to use them properly, I think it's important to know where to start. So you're going to look at this and you're going to see that for the most part, there's only a few templates here. And even though I added a whole bunch of other plugins that give me templates, they're not anywhere in here. So I'm just going to save this for now. Well, so I can keep here. There. Okay, let's go back over here. Because in our settings area, we have our Power Pack and we have our Ultimate Add-ons. Both of these operate slightly different. The Power Pack area, you need to come into the settings area and come to the template area, or come to the module area. Template is what we're working on right now. Because all of these items are accessible to you if you have an account there. And in order to use them, we have to activate them. So nothing is activated, which means you can spend a lot of time looking through here. Now, in our page templates, you're going to also see, you know, different items. You can preview everything. It will preview on either your site, or if you preview some different types of content, it will preview with your items. And once you find something that, hey, that's what I want, you activate it, and it will then, we click this, refresh. Let's go to our templates. It will then add here. So now whatever items we have, we can replace existing layout, click the button, and we have our content. We have our site ready to go. Every single one of the modules are all set, are all used. Sometimes they will use only Power Pack modules. Sometimes they will use regular modules in Beaver Builder. You're hovering and clicking on the items. So you can also see that they're creating rows as well for these templates. Now, so that's where Power Pack is doing. You have to activate them and even the row templates. And yes, at some point, isn't that cheating? Well, it would be. It's just, I think a big point is Sometimes it's just getting the job done for a client. Or maybe it's also you are just so out of design ideas in your head and you need some direction. That's another great thing about these. So, ultimate add-ons for Beaver Builder. It's called the template cloud. We have to do the same type of thing where we look through our page templates, 119 of them, or our sections. I'll show you, they operate two different ways. So if we like this one, again, we can preview, we can see what we want. If you want it, instead of activating, Ultimate Add-ons calls it install. So we come back over here. Let's refresh, reload, go to the templates, and you're going to see template cloud. There's our item. We can replace that layout. And then we would go through and deal with whatever design we want. Now, there's also sections. This is a little interesting one because if we look at our items, see, there's a ton of different sections. These are all dealing with numbers. They are all designed differently. They are all blocked. But you can see that there's 15 different design numbers. If we install this, then we go back to our site. Let me go back to our... Notice how Template Cloud doesn't have anything. But if we go to... Bear with me one second. Let me grab the right ultimate add-ons. Is that right? May have to refresh. Let me get rid of this layout here just so we aren't stumbling. All right. So let me pull over this content page. Oh, that's right. Hold on. Sometimes it can be a little bit hard to find all the stuff. So what was the one that what did we actually do? Because I need to find numbers. Let's just type in numbers. UAB. Look at the counter. Okay, so we pull our counter in here. Style. I have lost where they dump it. These sections we should be able to see them. The template cloud should show them, and it's not showing them. It should show the template clouds. All right. Well, something's going on with ultimate add-ons. So you can see that you can jump down a trail that is going to make you pull your hair out if you're relying on other templates to style something. Now, where I would say, hey, you can use things like templates to get you started. And then you can sit there and go, you know what? I don't want this row. So you can hover over the row and then delete the row. Or what if I want this row above the other row? It's a little hard, this row action. Let's do this. There we go. Put it below. It's a little finicky, but we got it. So we can put that up there, our success stories, or maybe we don't even want the success stories. Remove them. Move some stuff, get your items. Then you're going to need to go through and make sure you're changing some of the images. whatever color structures. Really wondering where those templates are. I'm going to have to go check into that. All right. So let me kill this row. So building a home page, a quick wrap that one up. We're already way over time. Building a home page, you're going to need, I would just say, if you're using a page builder, take advantage of the page builder. Look and see what their templates are that they do. There's a lot of design work, and then you just edit that thing. You just modify that thing until you get comfortable designing them yourself. All right, because we are over time, we're going to have a part two tomorrow because I actually have another appointment to get to. So tomorrow I needed to walk through how we connect up contact forms, how we actually collect data with page builders, how to build a feed page. So we're going to have to use Beaver Themer tomorrow. And then I have a whole bunch of tips and tricks of using Beaver Builder for responsive work and other things. Make sure you grab that handout. Does 1 o'clock work okay for everybody? Or all right, well, I'll send out an email to say we have part two for this. I got bogged down in looking at some of the add-on plugins for Beaver Builder. The one thing I will leave you with, how many of you like templates, or at least they help you give you ideas? The reason why I'm saying this is there is another plugin that you may want to look at. Because it doesn't matter whether you use Beaver Builder, Elementor, Gutenberg, whatever. It's called Starter Templates, also by Brainstorm Force. Why Starter Templates? Here we go. So Starter Templates allows you to say, and you're going to find it in the appearances. What tool are you using? Are you using Brizzy, Beaver Builder, Elementor, or Gutenberg? So if you're using Elementor, it's going to give you a whole bunch of different designs because it uses the Elementor stuff. If you use Beaver Builder, it's going to give you a whole bunch of stuff. The benefit of Beaver Builder is it's going to also use the free version. Yes, some of the premium ones you have to pay for, but you can come in here and just say, just show me the free stuff. And then when you look at this, benefit of this is you will have the ability to, quote, import the whole site, which is all different pages. Or I can say, you know, for what I want to do, I really like this all courses page. So just import just this template. The import does is it adds it to that same template area of Beaver Builder. Yes, there is a premium add-on where you can buy some of this, but this is for some of you who need starting points or ideas. The other thing is maybe you don't even want to use these templates, but look at what you could, maybe it's more design thing. Maybe it's just from this location. You can say, all right, oh, I can see how using half the row widget for their about stuff, and then what could I put on the other half? Or I could come in here and look at, you know, whatever type of idea. So there's tons and tons of things that are looking. The benefit of using something like this over just going to a theme directory is these are all things that would work on WordPress. So while you can look at it just within this area, you can even do previews and preview the site. Basically, it takes you to that site and you can see it in full length. Basically, you can then deconstruct it, even if you jump into the page source and you deconstruct it yourself. and then put it into practice with your own twist. All right, we'll come back tomorrow, be building the use Beaver Themer so we can build feed pages. We'll create the form and other items, and I'll give you the best practices. So take care. Have a great rest of the day. I'll see you tomorrow, and we'll get this uploaded. So if you you want to replay whatever it is, and don't forget, there's a handout below the chat. So take care, everybody. I will see you all tomorrow, and I'll send an email as a reminder.